Satnam, everybody. As was just pointed out, which I hadn't really thought, the day is 11-12-13, and I said it sounds like we've won in a casino or a poker game. So we were talking about 11-11 yesterday being a day of mastery, and today being a 12 day, the 12th, a 3 day, the 12th, 1 plus 2, and I was just feeling that it's a positive mind day, a day to really focus on self-love. We're coming out of Mercury retrograde, and we're moving into the next wave, the next frequency wave. We've been digging into the depths of the psyche, the underworld, a lot of Scorpio energy, Pluto going down, retrograde into the depths. So whatever's come up in our own psyches or in the world psyches, I'm feeling that it's a time to move into a lot of self-love and love for the planet. And we were just talking about the Philippines, for what people have gone through, are going through on the planet Earth. There's been a lot of emotional upheaval, and now we have physical upheaval in the Philippines. And we were just talking about that we're seeing that there are angels and masters working in that area, and they're asking us to also work with them from this side of the veil, the embodied side of the veil. So we'll go ahead and set the frequency by chanting some Akals, and you can just chant while you're muted, because trying to chant together, well, I guess Akals might be okay, but for right, maybe at the end we'll chant together, but right now just I'll chant 3 Akals, and then we'll hold that frequency. The purpose of this Akal is so that the people that have crossed over suddenly can know that they're on the other side, and that they have angels there to work with them, their trauma, basically. So inhale, lift up on your diaphragm, open your heart. Beautiful. So inhale. And hold that frequency and exhale. Beautiful. We'll chant again at the end of the call, but we wanted to set the frequency so people can start getting that frequency help. Okay, good. So I've been enjoying that, as we started last week, that Saint Germain and the frequency of the violet rays, the flame of transmutation, and Yogi Bhajan, with our master's permission, have been working together to uplift our spirits, our frequencies, our hearts through this period of time. And what they're working with, especially with us, is on radiance, radiating, bringing the radiance of these higher dimensions, these higher frequencies, the radiance that are radiating from the central sun into all of our 10 bodies. And the guidance that they were just working on with me right before the call, when I was meditating and receiving the messages for the call, is they're saying that they are focusing these frequencies to us, and for us to, you know, as when we meditate and then we go through our day, notice and allow that these frequencies to penetrate all of our 10 bodies. In other words, as we have certain thoughts, negative, positive, neutral mind, like if we have kind of a negative thought, so to speak, that we get stuck on or start looping in our minds, to pull in these light frequencies into each of our 10 bodies, and to, as a meditative practice, when we're sitting and breathing, they're saying, connect with your breath through the radiance that we're pulling through, because they're working on penetrating the density of 3D with these frequencies. So they're saying, meditate, breathe into your mind, 1, 2, 3. Feel these light frequencies coming into the mind, then coming into, we'll start with the soul, but then going to the mind, into the physical body, and then 6, 7, and 8, arc line, vision, visualizing these frequencies, the purple ray of transmutation. 7, that energy, that frequency coming out into your energy field, your aura. 8, the connection with the infinite, the pranic body, the breath, the finite, the infinite. 9, the subtle body, the meditative mind, beyond time and space, anchor in with the ascended masters, with the 9th body. And 10, then connect with your radiant body, which is accessing these frequencies so that they are interconnected and weaving together as a flow. So they're showing me it's kind of a weaving, where they're weaving and it's a flow. So it's not as if we're obtaining a static state of just having the radiant body turned on. This light is weaving and penetrating through all of our 10 bodies. So they're just asking us this week to notice how we pull the light in and where we need the light to pull it in. So we may need it more, you know, in a moment in some place in your physical body where maybe you're feeling tension or someplace needs healing, or you may need it more, you know, like we talked about today being a 3-day, your positive mind may need more self-love in a certain area, or you may need to feel, if you're feeling, you know, something's frustrating you, you know, the 9th body going beyond time and space, so you're not locked into a specific karmic pattern that's looping around. So that's what they were asking us to be aware of this week during for a practice. As I said, the request is to, you know, if we like, to first sit and meditate and go through the 10 steps consciously, and then as we go through our day, work with the radiance. Okay, good. They're nodding their heads. Thank you. Oh, beautiful. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about the astrology and what the stars and the planets are opening up for us, what energies, what frequencies they're sending through our stargates that we're opening up. So today we have the moon in Aries, which is the perfect day for self-love. That matches perfectly. And the flow, so again, I'm hearing the way we talk with English language is kind of, can appear to be conceptual and static, but the flow of the mother's love, as we let that into our hearts, then we can love ourselves more. We can fill our own hearts with the flow of the mother's love, the moon in Aries, the feminine, the flow, that which softens, that which allows stuck energy to penetrate. So the penetration, it can sound kind of like harsh, like sort of a something that's, can be, too abrupt, but this moon in Aries and this self-love day is kind of a soft and gentle frequency that the moon in Aries is sending through. And we have Mercury has gone direct, as we said, so we can have some more relaxation in our mind, in our thoughts. And, you know, we had that 3-week of that period, that deep introspection. So today we have the sun in a trine with Jupiter, so we can just feel some relief. I know we were saying at the beginning of the call, things felt lighter. So this is a great day just to feel that expansion of your heart frequencies. And we can expand our heart and expand, connect with our mind, and send love wherever love needs to go. So we can expand our heart chakras all around the globe and to the Philippines, and just put the love into the field to help people stay calm and to work with the situation there. So we also have, we had a Saturn-Sun conjunction, and we had, we also have this Mercury in Scorpio that's going to stay there until December 6th. So Mercury, so the Mercury out of retrograde with the Scorpio is still going into the heart of the matter, into our deepest feelings, but we can now bring those deepest feelings out and share them with whatever needs love, whatever needs healing. So we have this time, we just went through these eclipses, and this is a time to really focus on the direction, life-changing directions, how we want to expand, how we want to move forward in our path, our destiny path, move forward in the world. So if there's any adjustments that need to be made in your personal life, this is for more freedom for you, more spiritual expansion for you. Something, this is about stepping into your destiny, taking a giant leap forward onto your destiny path and noticing if something's limiting you or you feel limited by that. We have Mars in Virgo. It's been opposite Chiron. So Mars, again, is that red energy, that passion that moves us forward. And Virgo, it says, is the servant of the earth, really, the priest, the priestess energy. So that which really serves the earth, serves the destiny of the planet, because Mars is the red planet. So what? How can we connect our destiny with the earth, with the mother? And how can we move from what we've been as a culture in the Piscean age, kind of an egocentric culture, to that which serves the Aquarian age, which serves the mother, which serves the earth, and is an example for all humanity to move into these ascension frequencies. Beautiful, beautiful. So go ahead and take a breath. Wonderful. Nice. So Saturn in Scorpio, a 2.5 year period, and Saturn has to do with how we work with and with the Scorpio, and it's been going to the eighth house. So how do we work with resources? Saturn in Scorpio in the eighth house can be, it's like when you think about the eighth body, the pranic body, it's the infinity sign. So how we work together with resources to heal ourselves, to heal the planet, it has to do with values. So if you're kind of reevaluating your values, thinking things in your mind from a new perspective or a new paradigm, this is the kind of thinking that Saturn is in Scorpio is helping us get clear about. It has to do with emotions, so getting our values and our emotions and our feelings and everything all kind of like maybe recalibrated to it's more of a flow, more of a connection with the earth, with the mother. So those are some of the energies. It's really a time where, and this is the reason the masters were telling me that the reason they're working with the radiant body or the radiant frequencies to penetrate all of our 10 bodies, it's really a time of breaking down the illusions and letting spirit, our divine selves, the divine from which we all come and which we all go, as Yogi Bhajan used to say, everything comes from God and everything goes to God, and he used to have us sing that. It's a time to break down the illusion of the dense physical plane so we can see beyond what's the true reality, that the true reality of everything is animated by spirit. So when we can tune into that which animates or brings life forth, now we're having a correction, so to speak, in how we experience and see the world. So as we feel the light streaming in more and more, then we know that we're activating our light bodies, we're activating our radiant bodies, and we're leaving behind our identification with the density of our 3D physical bodies. So we're still going to have our ascended 3D physical bodies, but it's about learning more to identify with our light bodies, that which is really animating the physical bodies, knowing that it's spirit that animates the physical body. The physical body can even almost think of like a puppet or something. So the more we can bring the light of spirit into our physical bodies, not only the less dense we become, but more we're able to activate the light of consciousness in our field around us, and then that charges the whole atmosphere and charges everything around us. So now we're actually adding more light so that the Earth herself can be our partner, and we're the Earth's partner in the ascension into the reality of the world we actually live in, which is moving into a world of light rather than a world identified with darkness. So that's the polarity shift that we're going through right now, since pure light does not have any form. So our bodies, by their very nature, 3D, the world we see around us, by its very nature, is the polarity of the light. We could say it is the shadow, it is the darkness, so to speak. But when we become identified and radiate the light and reflect the light, we are holding the perfect balance of, so to speak, darkness and light, but with the focus on where our identity really is, that's the freedom, that's the liberation that we seek. So all this ascension is really about getting us freed up in our, it's the freedom that we're working towards, and that's the freedom. The freedom is to know the truth that we really are, as the saying goes, a spirit having a human experience. So that's what we're talking about with a Saturn-Mercury-Sun conjuncting. It's about the breaking down of illusions. Saturn tells us this is what's real. In this incarnation, it's how we work with the polarities, because without polarities, as we know, we wouldn't have creation. So we're not trying to get rid of, quote-unquote, the 3D. We're not trying to get rid of darkness. We're just trying to balance how we work with the polarity of light and dark, how we work with the density, so that we're not trapped by, but we're freed with spirit. So then we flow with spirit and we become lighter and lighter, happier. So this is really a time with the Saturn time. Saturn's the authority. It says take your power, take your divine authority in this moment. Take your authority as a divine being. Take your power, be strong, be in control of your divine destiny rather than controlled by the Leela, the play of opposites that goes on in the world around us. So as we take our divine authority and focus within and pull the light within, now we begin radiating outwards rather than the other way around, where the world around us pulls, Maya pulls, take your attention here, take your attention there, you know? That's the whole physical world. So we pull the light into ourselves. The spiritual path, the first step on a spiritual path, as we all know, is to focus inside and anchor inside as our identity rather than looking outside as identification. So as we use the Saturn to claim our inner divine authority, now what we're doing is we're gaining our freedom. This is real freedom. This is what Yogi Bhajan calls liberation. Liberation from the identification with 3D or with the world outside of us that basically pushing us around or tries to. So Saturn is really a stabilizing influence. It's balancing the light and the darkness so that we can experience the polarities without being pulled around by it. And so as we move into feeling this balance, we can move into a greater sense of self-love, a greater sense of peace, And we've got, as we've talked about, this Jupiter in Cancer and the Scorpio. They're water, they're the flow, but it's also our feelings. It's our feeling nature. So we can feel into what this balance really is. And as we hold the balance in ourselves of the polarization of light and dark, now we help the mother ascend, and all of us, and we all can move into this. The Aquarian age is it's really the electricity, it's the water, it's the flow, but it has to do with, it's electric, it has to do with lighting up the field. So there's a field of ascension, there's a field of divinity that we can move into as a group, rather than having what it's been in the past, and enlightenment is just for one person or one yogi at a time. This is a field, so we can get a whole level of uplifting together. Wow, that's a lot. Okay, well, we have one more. We have Venus going into Capricorn. So again, this is connected with the Earth. So what, it's like the love of connected with the planet, with the mother. So what's real, not what's some, you know, airy fantasy. It's an Earth sign. Wow. Okay, just go ahead and breathe. Work a little bit more. We've got both Yogi Bhajan and Saint Germain here, and they're working together. Beautiful. So they're letting us know that they greet us in the light of love, and they call it the comprehending consciousness of mastery from the great host of ascended masters. So it's just fun. It's fun. It's fun because I'm seeing like a whole level of, like, Saint Germain and Yogi Bhajan are, I'm seeing this ascended master energy going around the whole planet, and they're saying that we're part of the golden chain and we're helping link together right now, and with the work that we do. The choir of angels, the host of the divine, we're linking things together in this moment. As we hold that frequency, the polarity of the ascended masters, we're holding, like they're saying, through the looking glass, we're holding the other side of it. So they're kind of showing me this vision of all this light of the ascended masters, and we get to breathe that in and hold hands with them. So they're greeting us, and they're saying that They're clothing us in this radiance of light. So they're just requesting we just breathe that in and feel that light. I'm actually feeling it all the way into my toes and my fingertips. So just kind of breathe that in and see where you feel it. Beautiful, beautiful. See where you feel that light. Nice, nice. Good, good, good. All right. So they're, you know, again saying, as we work with our 10 bodies, that to feel the currents of this light that they're sending forth right now, to keep anchoring in these currents of light that come into all parts of our body, and again to turn away from any inhuman activity that we may be shown or see, and turn inside to harmonize our personality. And don't accept anything that's inharmonious or anything that appears to be evil, which I like what my sacred psychologist friend Narayan Singh used to say, evil is live spelled backwards. So we're reversing the flow. Live means that which supports life, that which allows life to expand, allows the flowers to open and grow, allows us to open like the flower. So connecting our mortal form with this opening and turning away from that which would stop it. That, so those forces are actually leaving the planet. The forces of evil, they're saying, are being called out. It's kind of an interesting word. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so just keep breathing and just see where you feel this light streaming in. And they're also telling us that that, again, the liberation, the goal, is really this freedom. They're calling it the eternal freedom, where we're not going to be bound down by the illusions of what basically has been fed to us by the outer world. And they're saying that, you know, whatever kind of freedom that we crave, if we crave financial freedom, whatever kind of freedom we crave, they're saying, just turn inside and don't think about what's happening outside of us. Just feel it. Just feel their presence. And Yogi Bhajan used to say, I am, I am, which is ourselves connected with the infinite self. So feel that presence of the masters filling us up, the I am presence, and knowing that what Saint Germain is saying, that mighty opulence is inside ourselves, and he's saying, stand firm and determined in this, and you will have all the money you desire to use. So right now with this Saturn, I'm feeling that, anchoring that in for us and for those around us, so that we're not limited, and we can continue to do our work and share the love and the beauty on the planet at this time. So let's just go ahead and breathe and breathe and breathe and breathe. And wiggle your toes and wiggle your fingers. Focus on your third eye. Bring the energy up from the mother. Lifting up on the diaphragm, rolling the shoulders up and back. Remembering to suspend your breath. Inhale, lift up on the diaphragm, suspend the breath. By lifting up on the diaphragm, pulling a slight root, focusing on your third eye, feeling these radiant energies, the violet flame, the purple ray on the suspended breath. That's where we can merge with the masters. And then exhale, and we can suspend the breath on the exhale also. That's where we can really merge with the masters. Keep breathing. We're going to chant Hari Nam. Hari, being the creative aspect of the divine, remembering to touch your tongue to the roof of the mouth. And Nam is the manifestation of that which brings it into being. So I'm actually on my iPod right now. Cueing up the music, so keep breathing. Keep breathing. Okay, good, good, good. Just feeling that. Focusing at your third eye, sending out that radiant light that you're feeling. Good. I'm feeling that meditation with everybody. Beautiful. Getting there, almost there. Wasn't sure what meditation I'm going to do. There we go. Beautiful. Divine manifestation. Concentrate on the people in the Philippines, getting their needs met, and the world, the people of the planet, everybody getting their needs met. Thank you. inhale, we'll chant the calls again, but they were showing us that we were activating the angelic, the angels and the masters over the area with the devastation in the Philippines. So inhale. Beautiful. See everybody getting the assistance they need. The roads being unblocked. Food being delivered. Shelter and water. Thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful, everybody. Would anybody like to share anything before we complete for today? Got awfully quiet. Okay, inhale. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Inhale. And exhale. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam. And
remember,
yeah, thank you. Remember that our homework, our play work, is to sit and meditate on the 10 bodies and feel the light from Yogi Bhajan and Saint Germain working together, sending in that those high frequencies energy to our 10 bodies. And then during the day, as we notice whether we're working with our mind or our physical body or our radiant bodies, to keep the radiance energized, send it to wherever it needs to go. So that's what they're sharing with us for this week. Okay, everybody, Sat Nam, have a great week, and we'll see everybody next week.
Sat Nam.
Sat Nam, bye.